Good morning. This is Ann Congdon, Vice President of the Michelin Public Utility District Board of Commissioners. Today is April 11th. We are having a special meeting today, and we have three commissioners present. Myself, Steve McKenna, was not able to join. Our General Manager, Kirk Hudson, is with us, and Rebecca Newman, Clerk of the Board, Eric Walquist, our legal counsel. So at this time, I guess I should go through the motions of reminding everybody to please silence your devices. And we do have one member of the public. Is that correct, Rebecca?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So then just a reminder, we absolutely welcome your input. So if you do wish to speak, please state your name and your address for the record. And that's all we need to share. So at this time, I'm going to turn this meeting over to our General Manager, Kirk Hudson.
Thank you. And I just noticed we should start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll go ahead and lead us. It's not on the agenda. I apologize for that.
Thank you.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag.
Thank you, Kirk. That's
You're welcome. Thank you. We just have one item on the agenda today, and it is a resolution approving the agreement reached pursuant to labor negotiations with Local Number 77 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers for the period of April 1st, 2022 through March 31st, 2024. And with us in the boardroom is Rosario Nystrom, who's going to present the resolution.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Rosario Nystrom. I'm the Managing Director of Human Resources. The International Brotherhood of the Electrical Workers has ratified the tentative agreement reached with us on March 16th, 2022. The agreement was reached with the IBEW is within the parameters of the delegated authority received by the board. And the significant changes from the previous agreement are as follows. 3-year term with a general wage increase of 5.95% for 2022, 4.5% for 2023, and 4.0% for 2024. The general wage increases negotiated recognize the complex and unprecedented labor market conditions, which include the rising cost of labor, recruitment and retention challenges, and the cost of housing in Chillen County. Qualifying employees will also receive an additional $100 per month contribution into their HRA account, and for 2022, also a lump sum of $1,000, and for 2023, a lump sum of $500. Effective January 1st, 2025, the insurance premium cost sharing will switch from a composite rate, which includes basically a composite rate is that regardless of marital status or how many people you have in your plan, you would pay the same amount. We're switching from the composite into the tiered rate system. And at this point, there's no change in the percentage split that we have. The $25.50 meal rate will be adjusted annually by the general wage increase percent. The annual asbestos supervisor certification stipend increases from $300 to $600. The annual EMT certification stipend increases from $500 to $1,200. The annual boot stipend increases from $150 to $200. For those employees who use second language when needed by the district, will be eligible for a bilingual premium of $125 per month. And finally, the agreement also includes the incorporation of several provisions that were agreed to in letters of understanding in the past in order to reduce the misunderstanding by users and also improve the ease of contract administration. As the Managing Director of Human Resources, I recommend the approval of the collective bargaining agreement for the period of April 1st, 2022 through March 31st, 2024. A resolution has been prepared for your consideration and adoption. And at this point, I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I'll just add that I also recommend approval. And I think it's clear that given the times we're in with inflation, cost of housing, labor market challenges, certainly a challenging time to be negotiating a contract. And I really appreciate both sides negotiating in good faith to reach a three-year agreement. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Rosario, for thank you for everything. What a terrific job to get this done. It was challenging, I know. Commissioners, do you have any questions? I guess, first of all, for Rosario.
No.
I see the heads shaking. Gary, you're okay? So, Rosario, it looks like you gave us a very clear, good understanding of the agreement.
Thank you.
Is there any comment? Is there any comment at this time from our public? Okay, hearing none. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve.
If we go according to normal protocol, I would move to approve resolution number one as presented for the labor agreement.
Second.
So the motion to approve resolution number one, to approve the agreement reached pursuant to labor negotiations with local number 77, has been the motion has been made and has been seconded by Commissioner Bowles. Is there any comment at this time? Any further questions before we vote the motion? No further questions? All those in favor of approval of resolution approving the agreement reached pursuant to labor negotiations with local number 77 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers for the period April 1, 2022 through March 31st, 2024. So the motion has been approved, voted on unanimously, and so it has passed.
We haven't voted yet.
Oh. You can see I was struggling to work through that. Yes, thank you. So all those in favor of the motion that I just stated, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed say no. Now the motion has passed. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. I'm rusty on this. So good. Thank you, Rosario. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you for the whole team. This is a challenging year, challenging times, and great work.
Thank
great
you,
work
Commissioner.
Getting this done.
And if I may, I just want to say thank you. I know Wendy's in the call, and she did a great job. She was our chief negotiator, and I just want to say thank you to Wendy for all her hard work and effort.
Thank you. I had a great team supporting me, so thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy.
Kirk, do you have any further comments?
That's all we have for today. I really appreciate the board willing to schedule a special meeting.
So if there is no other business to be brought before the board today, I will conclude the meeting. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.